So then the ambition or the effect of your life, it's possible for you to have such an empowering effect around you, the towel over the arm, the serving people, looking for, recognizing the strengths, the graces that are on their life, where in conversation there's this continuous flow of you empowering somebody else to succeed in what God's called them to be. I don't care whether you have a title or not. Friendships have governmental role in that sense because we all get to represent the Lord in some capacity. Tragically, many leaders, husbands, wives, older siblings, pastors, etc., cause anxiety everywhere they go. Why? Because it's on the inside. If it's in here, it will define the world out there. That's why personal breakthrough positions us to bring corporate breakthrough. David killed the lion and the bear when no one was watching, and it positioned him to kill Goliath when two nations were watching. The personal triumphs that we have when nobody's looking is actually us being set up to see if he can trust us. Trust us with the favor to bring breakthrough to a company of people. Now, the Lord, I believe, is wanting one of the great influences that I believe we're to be carrying right now is that of wisdom. I have been, I don't want to say prophesying, but I've been declaring this for several years now. I believe that Solomon is going to be a key figure for us in the next 10 or 15 years. His father was a man of bloodshed, incredible worshiper, incredible heart for God, King David. He was a man of bloodshed. Solomon came along and he made peace with all the nations. Now he did it. Unfortunately, he also practiced horrible compromise, marrying, the daughters of foreign kings and to make covenants. And it just became a horrible mess. But what God, that's a perversion of what God gave him. Does that make sense to you? He perverted what God gave him. Here's the mystery of the Lord. He will oftentimes put the very thing you need with a group of people you don't want to associate with. And this is what he's doing right now. He's got some of the most important lessons for us that the church would rather ignore because they're with a man who ended poorly. I've watched him do this now. I've watched him in the body of Christ where he'll raise up somebody that is very easy to criticize and reject. And he'll put an anointing on that person.